28, Section 3, Making It Work. As you read, look for the following. The different services provided by government. How governments pay for those services. Vocabulary terms. Revenue, taxes, assessment. Running a state, county, city, or school district takes people and money. Some of the people are elected. Those who are elected hire others to do work. To be elected, or to vote in an election, a Missouri citizen must be at least 18 years old and a registered voter. To be elected to some offices, a person must be older than 18. For example, to be elected governor, you must be at least 30 years old. People. The people we elect to serve in the legislature or county council or school board decide what services will be provided. But they usually don't do the work themselves. That is the responsibility of the employees of the different departments and agencies. On the state level, there are 16 departments that provide a wide variety of services. Within each department, there are offices that offer specific services. For example, the Department of Mental Health has an office that serves people with developmental disabilities, another that helps treat and prevent drug addiction, and another that provides services to persons with mental illnesses. Almost every part of our lives depends on a state agency and its employees. Try to imagine any of the following without a state employee helping to make it possible. Your parents need a record of your immunization. Your school needs to find a qualified teacher. You visit a state park or travel on a highway. Your parents file a tax return or buy meat from a butcher. Your cousin needs job training, or your uncle goes hunting. State employees also keep our highways and waterways safe. They protect our natural resources. They teach in our public colleges. They guard our prisons. The list goes on and on. The same can be said for county and municipal employees. Your county has a department to maintain roads, and another to operate a health clinic. It has a sheriff's department and an office that keeps recordings of weddings, births, and deaths. It might also have a parks department. Your city has a street department, a police department, and an office that issues licenses for pets, garage sales, and new businesses. The school and special districts have employees too. They help keep the records, run the cafeterias, maintain the river levees, or keep the water flowing, just to name a few of the services they provide. Did you know? The State Highway Patrol and the State Water Patrol are parts of the Missouri Department of Public Safety. Page 130, Revenue. The money or revenue needed to run state and local governments comes from various sources. Governments get most of their money from taxes. Taxes are the money people, either as consumers or as property owners, and businesses pay to the government. The government uses the money to pay for the services it provides. In Missouri, when you buy most items, you pay a sales tax. People who work in Missouri pay a state income tax. The state also collects fees, such as the fee to camp in a state park, the fee to get a copy of your birth certificate, or the fee for a driver's license. Counties and cities also collect fees, sales taxes, and property taxes. A property tax is a tax assessed or charged on property owned, such as a house, land, a business, or a vehicle. The amount owed is called an assessment. It is based on the value of the property. School districts and other special districts each get a part of the property taxes collected by the county. Missourians also pay federal taxes. Some of that money comes back to the state and local governments. It comes back when the federal government buys goods made in Missouri, such as airplanes and food. It comes back in the salaries it pays federal employees who work in Missouri, or in the money spent to build interstate highways, improve sewer systems, pay for medical services, and to operate public schools. Local, state, and federal taxes also pay for street lights, police protection, the military, colleges, parks, airports, public school and university teachers' salaries, and all the other services our government provides. Do you remember? Number 1. How old must you be to register to vote in Missouri? Number 2. Name one source of revenue for the state. Name one revenue source for your county. Page 132, Spotlight. Boys' State and Girls' State. Each summer, nearly 2,000 Missouri high school students gather on the campus of the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg to learn how government works. In mid-June, about 1,000 boys meet for 8 days at Boys' State. A week later, about 750 girls meet for Girls' State. Sponsored by the American Legion and American Legion Auxiliary, Boys' State has been meeting since 1938 and Girls' State since 1940. Neither program met in 1943 or 1945 because of World War II travel restrictions. High school juniors apply to attend and are selected by their school counselors and local Legion post. When they arrive on the UCM campus, the students, called citizens, are divided into cities. They quickly elect city and county officials and representatives and senators to the Boys' State or Girls' State General Assembly. Those elected city officials appoint other city officers, such as police chiefs and municipal judges. The governor, elected the previous summer, appoints non-elected state officers, such as a highway patrol. The General Assembly begins considering legislation and a budget for the coming year. The Boys' State and Girls' State General Assemblies use the same procedures the Missouri General Assembly does when considering bills and passing laws. At the same time, candidates for state offices like governor and secretary of state and the Supreme Court begin campaigning for elections that are held later in the week. Those elected serve until the next election the following year. The candidates learn about campaigns, speech writing, and public speaking skills. They must also be able to debate issues like the economy, health care, and the environment facing the real state of Missouri. There are two political parties at Boys' State and Girls' State, the Federalist and the Nationalist. Not every citizen at Boys State or Girls State is involved in politics or holds an appointed position. Some work on the daily newspaper or the television and radio newscasts that report on the day's activities. And not all of the time is spent on running the cities, counties, and state. Citizens attend classes on law, government, the media, and law enforcement, and can earn college credit and win college scholarships. Throughout the week, the citizens hear lectures from real state and national politicians and heads of government agencies. At the end of the week, two delegates each to Boys Nation and Girls Nation are selected to go to Washington, D.C. in July. There is also time for fun. The Boys State cities compete against each other in daily athletic events. The Girls State citizens have a talent show, and those with musical talent can join the band or chorus. Many of the citizens from past Boys State and Girls State sessions have gone on to be civic and business leaders and have been elected to local, state, and national office. Two Missouri governors, numerous U.S. senators and representatives, and members of the Missouri General Assembly have attended Boys State or Girls State. Page 134. Chapter Review. Summary. In this chapter, you learned how state and local governments work, how they are organized, and how their members are elected or appointed. You read about the three branches of state government and how legislation is passed and signed into law. You also learned how the courts are set up to handle different types of cases. This chapter also covered the way Missouri's counties and municipalities are classified and governed. There was information about school districts and other special governing districts. You read about government employees and the services they provide, and how the government collects revenue to pay for those services. Remember, create a crossword puzzle using the following vocabulary words. Create clues for the words. Amendments. Appeal. Bill. Compromise. Constituents. Constitution. County. General Assembly. Governor. Municipality. Revenue. Taxes. Veto. Page 135. Understand. Number 1. Which branch of state government makes the laws? Number 2. Name at least two elected members of the executive branch besides the governor. Number 3. How are county governments in Missouri divided? Number 4. Name at least two types of other local government or districts in Missouri. Number 5. What criteria must all people in Missouri meet if they want to vote? Number 6. Give at least two ways Missourians depend on state agencies and their employees. Number 7. Where does Missouri get the revenue to run the state? Number 8. Who painted the famous mural, The Social History of Missouri, which appears in Missouri's state capitol? Think about it. Number 1. Make a list of offices that might be found at the state capitol. Write a brief description of the work done at each office. Number 2. Do you think that voting is a right, a responsibility, or both? Explain. Write about it. Number 1. Reread the section on how a bill becomes a law. In your own words, write a short paragraph explaining how this process takes place in Missouri. Number two, research and write a short report about the famous Missouri painter Thomas Hart Benton. Use the Internet. Number one, use your favorite search engine to research the State Highway Patrol and the State Water Patrol. Write a short report explaining how those groups help keep Missourians safe. Number two, log on to your local city government website. Who is your current mayor? Work together. With one or more of your classmates, create a chart showing the three branches of Missouri's government. Include the heads of each branch and the responsibilities of each branch.